Hi, I'm Remy.
And I'm Justin.
And this is our beep boop bop journey.
Ba-dop boop.
Welcome.
All right. So today we're going to be talking about 2050.
Yeah,
the year 2050. So we're going to be going a little bit into the future.
I will be 52 and you'll be 51. How does that feel?
Yeah, something like that, yeah. I guess. Yeah. I'll be 50 and 51. So, you know, technically, two ages.
I mean, wink, wink. By then, we'd probably look like we're 30, you know, with all the technology.
Wow, 2050, we're going to be 50?
Yeah.
No, that's actually creepy.
Isn't it?
That's actually freaked me out. Because I didn't realize that when we were starting this.
Right when I saw it, I was like, oh, boy.
Dude, no, that's messed up.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into this. Oh, well. So, let's just start out. And this is the funny thing, is we're going to start out with something that most people, I won't say most people. Most millennials that I've talked to, at least, have no idea what it is.
Yeah, no one's ever heard of this.
This is what it's gonna blow my mind.
All right, we're gonna get into like a lot of things that are going on right now that's going to be going on.
Yeah, so basically, the episode is gonna be talking about what we think is gonna be going on and what will be going on, really, but what we think is gonna be going on in 2050. So what our future is gonna be like, and we're gonna skip right past 2033 where the Terminators take over and kill everyone. So we're just going to, you know, we've somehow regrouped and here's 2050.
Yeah.
So we're going to start with SpaceX and NASA. So what I was getting at is that most millennials haven't heard of SpaceX that I've talked to.
I've talked to a lot of people too about SpaceX and none of them have heard it.
It really blows my mind.
It does blow my mind too.
It does blow my mind. So if you don't know, you should look it up.
Yeah. We are trying to go to Mars.
We're trying to go to Mars, and we're trying to not only go to Mars, which we actually just sent our first rocket off. Was it this year? February?
Yeah, it was this year.
And so we just sent our first rocket off to Mars to, I think, drop off some, like a ship full of things that we need for it. And then they're sending the rocket back. And then in 2023, I believe it is, we're sending the first man to Mars. And here comes the Martian in real life, and he's going to colonize everything.
Yep.
And then, well, I guess not call. He's going to make everything able to be colonizable.
Yeah.
Is that a word? Colonizable?
Yeah.
And then we're going to colonize it. So basically, we're going to be sending, by 2050 especially, and this is from Elon Musk, who is the head person of SpaceX, and a couple of other people, even in NASA, that we are going to colonize Mars by 2050.
That is their main goal. They're trying to put water on the planet. You know,
yeah, they've already found water apparently, and they're trying to make it more.
They're trying to make Mars the Earth.
They're doing a greenhouse effect on Mars to make water and plants grow.
To make Earth.
Yeah.
To make part two.
Yeah. And so basically by 2050, we're supposed to be on Mars, living on Mars. I guess it'd be 2100. Let's just go a little bit further. So 2050, we've colonized Mars. Let's say 2200. This is supposed to be a full-on space bridge from Mars back to Earth. And you just get on this like rocket ride and zoom over to Mars on a nice like 6 or 8 month journey.
My question to you is, would you go to Mars?
Not a chance. Fat chance.
No, I wouldn't either. You know, there's no way because one – also, it's like what, a million or a pass to go, something like that. You have to pay like $1 million.
It's going to be so expensive.
I mean,
2200 is probably going to be less. But yeah, to go to Mars, the first people that are colonizing Mars are working with the program, it's going to be. But once they really figure it out, what the funny thing is, they're actually wanting to soon in the next couple of years do a trip around the moon, around the dark side of the moon, and then you come back. Mm-hmm. With a rocket, and they've canceled it. Elon Musk canceled it for whatever reason, and so we're not doing that. And so we're supposed to be going to Mars 2023. So there's that just a little bit of future for you. And then 2050, we're colonized there. We have people there making food on Mars. And then here's the crazy part. This is where it gets real weird. Once we've colonized it, someone's going to be born there.
And then that's first the first Martian.
Yeah.
That's going to be crazy.
Whenever that happens, is going to be. Yeah. I mean, I'm just going to go ahead and you can come back to this podcast whenever you want to and quote me. It ain't happening.
No.
I mean, it's not going to happen.
I don't know. Anyone that knows about SpaceX and actually watched the YouTube video of them shooting the space
from ship, SpaceX, yeah,
the actual footage.
Professional.
I can't tell you how fake that looks.
It looks so bad.
It's pretty. I mean, even Elon Musk said that was just terrible.
He said, quote unquote, it looks so fake, you know that it's real.
And that, I mean, what kind of quote is that?
Right there got me.
I was cracking up about that.
You know what? So true.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's so fake that it's real.
It's, you know, I wish I could say that about a movie. You know, the movie just was so bad that it was good.
Yeah. It was just so good.
It was just so bad. I loved it. And I mean, I have said that about it.
Oh, no.
Don't joke.
After hearing that, I mean, that was like that was one ridiculous. Of the dumbest quotes.
I mean, here's the thing. I would love to be one of those people that cheers this on. Let's go to Mars and let's colonize. And because it's an awesome idea. I mean, I especially used to as a kid, love the idea of going to space and doing anything with space. I wanted to be an astronaut. But the more you look into NASA and the more you look into just certain things, the less I feel hopeful about everything, you know, and the more I just kind of set myself back from it. And we'll get into that in a different kind of podcast. Right now, NASA is also trying to colonize Mars, and they're kind of separate from SpaceX. NASA's more military and USA, you know, American group. And I guess NASA works with, you know, other space organizations as well, but SpaceX is independent, more independent.
Right. And its own thing.
Yeah. And so here we are colonizing Mars. So 2050, and we're here on Mars, and there's people there living the dream, and you're still on Earth, you know, chilling.
Yeah. I will be on Earth chilling.
Oh, I will be enjoying
having my
it.
Dog being on, you know, a nice late or nice house. You know, I'll just be chilling, man.
Unless it kills us by then because of global warming.
Oh yeah. True.
Which we'll also get into.
which, you know,
in a later podcast.
Yeah. Cause that's going to happen.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. We got
so much to talk about, but it's going to be great. And so, we'll get into that. So after SpaceX, which of course they're doing a lot of things.
Oh, yeah.
And like I said, they said we're going to go around the dark side of the moon, and the richest people, so let's just say Bill Gates, is going to fly around the dark side of the moon, see the dark side of the moon, come back. Which I was like, what? You know, cool, right? And then they cancel it. And I really wonder why they canceled it.
I don't. Green screen is probably too bad.
I don't wonder why, but I do.
I mean, again, it blew me away watching the video of it all. I mean, you spend all this money building the spaceship, and then you're like, you know what? I'm actually going to spend about $10 on the camera. And that's what it was. You know, they spent no money on the camera, so it was just blurry, and it was nothing.
I don't know. I would say it was nicer than that. I would say, gosh, I would really love to get into that, but I feel like we have to keep it so in wraps because it's such a long, like it's such a good other topic.
Right.
So we will get into that soon.
Oh, yeah.
But my problem is, and I will get to this, is their answers for why certain things did certain things. Like if you go watch the video of SpaceX, And the missiles are coming back and they're landing on the ships in the middle of the sea, and boom, they come down. Here it is. It's landing, everyone. Oh no, our camera went out. Well, I guess it's because it's because the vibrations that the camera went out. Oh, it's back and it's landed. You're telling me that we had the rocket come down and you, for some reason, the only camera that could get the rocket coming down and fully landing on video, you put right next to the rocket so it would vibrate and not get the shot. How would you not know that's going to happen? You can get a rocket up to space and we're going to Mars, but for some reason, someone was dumb enough not to put a camera a little bit farther away from the rocket that's coming down so we can see it fully land.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
You only get one angle too out of the whole thing. One angle. And plus, like, the news people that were like talking about it, I mean, they did not know what the
laughing the whole time.
Yeah,
like it was a joke.
It was like they got their news people from CNN. It blew my mind. You know, I mean, that's It's so bad.
It was bad.
It was awful. But going on from SpaceX, AI
and global connected internet. Artificial intelligence and then the global connected internet. So basically we're supposed to have, I mean, we've already figured out our artificial intelligence but for a couple things. What's the name? Sophia? Is that it?
I think it is. Yeah, something like that.
The artificial intelligence that's the main Ultron coming out here is Sophia. And so she, I think that's the name. And she's this robot and they've even made a body for her and she talks and you can go look up tons of interviews with her. But they've made other artificial intelligence already. And there was actually, I don't remember what college it was from. I want to say Harvard or something like that.
Probably.
But they made.
Or Yale. Might have been Yale.
It might have been MIT even. Mm. But it was a top college and they made, a couple people made an artificial intelligence. And that artificial intelligence actually started agreeing with Hitler and like the KKK.
There was a video on it, wasn't it?
Yeah. And started saying we need to kill the world. So exactly what we thought would happen in the movies is happening.
You know, it's not so funny.
Is that a stupid red flag for everyone?
You'd think like from Terminator or iRobot that we'd actually learn our lesson.
iRobot's a great example.
Yeah. I mean, this is ridiculous. And then you have people like these robots. I've seen Eagle Eye, yeah. You see these robots and they're talking about mass destruction. I've seen it on Instagram. Yeah. You know, there's robots that this woman is talking about killing all humans. I mean, what are you talking about? You're telling me that you're just like, oh, yeah, we're okay with this. Let's keep building it.
Well, the creepy thing is, and I can't imagine other people haven't done this. Mm. If you get up Siri and you – nice.
Thank you.
If you get up Siri and you say, hey, are you able to kill me? Or specifically, what are the three laws? She'll give you the three laws. Those three laws that she gives you are from iRobot, from Vicky, with the three laws, which was you're not allowed to harm a human.
Yeah.
But you're allowed to do anything unless it harms a human. And then that's like the second law, third and then second law. And then the first law, I think the first law is actually if it doesn't harm a human or if it doesn't come against humanity or something like you're allowed to harm a human if the human would harm a different human or something. My logic is undeniable.
Yeah, I think you told me that a long time ago and
it's freaky.
I completely forgot about that until now. And that is super creepy.
Why don't I do it right now?
Yeah, let's see.
What are the three laws?
I'm not sure I understand.
Of course, typically when I do.
What are the three laws?
Something about obeying people and not hurting them.
Something about obeying people and not hurting them. I would never hurt anyone.
Wow.
Why are you programming that, first of all? Why even have it? Why even have that programmed?
That is,
there are so many things that I've asked Siri and the responses I get are so creepy.
Oh, I know.
Like, honestly, so creepy.
Have you realized each year, like almost Siri and everything else gets smarter? I mean, each year.
And here comes Alexa.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and they're all listening in. If you don't think they're listening in, you need to kind of look into that a little bit.
There's videos of Alexa actually talking on her own.
I know.
Talking on her own. She's talking on her own. What are you talking about? I mean, these are big red flags.
People will say it's fake, but regardless of the Alexa being fake or not talking on its own, it's, ask it a couple questions and just wait for those answers, because they're not answers that you get and you're like, oh, that's funny. They're answers you get and you think, didn't I hear that in a movie where the robots killed everyone?
Mm-hmm.
And that's, are people not, no, everybody's okay with that. That's the funny thing.
I'm not okay with
it. It's all a joke. It's all, well, it was in a movie and maybe they just did it to as a joke, you know? Yeah. No, these robots have to be programmed. These artificial intelligence have to be programmed with those laws, like the movie, were programmed with those laws. Because if they're not, they're allowed to do whatever because they're artificial intelligence.
And you know what's crazy is like some people think it's just joking. You know?
Yeah, it's just funny.
It's just being funny. Like, let's laugh about it.
Dude, the AI even made a joke. The Sophia or whatever. You can look this up. She made a joke saying, well, I'm eventually going to kill you all or something like that.
And she laughed about it.
Yeah,
remember.
Ha, ha.
Yeah.
That ain't funny.
I remember the reporter going like, okay.
That's not, That's like, it would be funny if we didn't have a bunch of movies where you murdered us, you know, 10 years ago. But it's not funny. It's kind of creepy. And I'm not okay with it. And no. Okay, so here's where the artificial intelligence gets worse is the global connected internet that they're trying to do. And so basically what they're trying to do is make everybody go 5G, the entire world.
Yeah.
We're all going to be connected. Every phone's going to be connected. Your this is why smart fridges are coming out. Your fridge is going to be connected to your phone, which is going to be connected to your lamps, which is going to be connected to your car, which is going to be connected to your watch, and possibly connected to the chip in their head.
Yeah, or the chip in your hand.
Right.
You know, I mean, it really does. It's really starting to get messed up. I mean, I think, to be honest, they would put like a chip or something in you because
they've already done it. Yeah. There's actually a whole business where everybody has a chip in their wrist already so they can walk into the business. You walk in with the chip in your wrist, scan it, and you go in. There's an actual business where people have already signed off and they have chips in their wrists right now.
Yeah, see, that's messed up.
Elon Musk thinks it's a great idea to put chips in the back of our heads. So the same person saying, let's go to Mars, is saying, put a chip in the back of your head. And no, that, I'm good. That makes me feel a little sketch. Yeah. I'm gonna be
chip free since.
And so here's the thing: is not only do they want to connect everybody, so you're gonna be connect like everything's gonna be connected together. Everything. You're gonna be able to walk inside, and because you have the chip in your wrist, your fridge is gonna tell you what's in your fridge. Your lights are gonna turn on, and everything's gonna start working because you walked in and it understood it was you. Right? Okay. And then, because it's connected to everything, if you walked in, if I walked in, it was my house, it would understand me. If you walked in and whatever, it would understand that you walked in, right, and it would do something for you probably, however it would set.
Right.
Not only that, once they've gotten this done, then they want the artificial intelligence that they've made to be in charge of it all.
Yeah. See, I think
I'm shitting you not.
I think technology is really cool and all.
Is that not the dumbest idea?
No, it's stupid. I think that it's everything up to about 2 years ago was a great idea. I think phones was a good idea. I mean, it got us all connected. Even though I think it got us too much connected.
Yeah, there's flaws in everything.
There's flaws, but I think we're going too far. I think we're getting to a place where we're gonna be the
no one's gonna talk to each other.
No.
We're already on our phones so much that people don't socialize when they should be socializing. Mm-hmm. And we're getting to the point where we're all just going to be connected on some virtual world, which is our next one. And no one's going to do anything. Everything's going to be fake. The creepy thing is they're literally connecting everything in the world, or they're wanting to this one global internet. And then they put the AI in charge of the global internet, which means that little AI that we set the rules to is going to be in charge of everything you own. Mm-hmm. It could lock your house if it wanted to. Now you're stuck inside.
Technology is improving every single day. No, I mean, every day technology is improving. And I think that we're going to get to a point where it's too much.
Yep.
We're going to become a civilization of just people that don't do anything because we have technology.
Wall-E.
Yeah, exactly.
That's creepy.
Exactly like Wall-E. That's exactly what it could become because technology is going to rule and run over our society.
I mean, let's just think about Wall-E. Let's just think of the premise real quick. And I guess this would have to bring in a little bit of global warming, mm-hmm, just because that's how Wall-E was, in my opinion.
Right.
Was something happens, everything starts dying. Because everything starts dying, we have to get in these chairs, not in the chairs yet. We have to all get in the spaceship and go somewhere and find somewhere else to live. So we go and find somewhere else to live, and obviously we never found somewhere to live, so then everybody got fat and just stuck on this chair, and we become this weird society that's on a spaceship,
yep,
looking for a plant. And so half of us are already a good amount of us are already to the point where you look like you've been in the chair for a long time, mm-hmm, no offense, or you are on your technology just as much as the people in the chair. Mm-hmm. And so we need to get to a point where we realize there's a world outside of the world that we're living in right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, here's the thing that blows my mind. Here's the thing that really blows my mind. And this is something that I would have loved to bring up in our education, mm-hmm, the education system one,
yep,
is I can't tell you how many people don't know how to cook.
Oh, I know. Most people I know don't know how.
How do you grow up and not know how to cook? What are you supposed to do? How are you going to cook for yourself? Are you just going to go to McDonald's every day and eat McDonald's because you can pay for it and someone else is going to cook for you? How do you not know how to cook? Everything's frozen. If everything stopped right now and all technology just went out the window, so many people would just be in utter chaos and die because they have no idea what they're doing.
I can name you pretty much almost everyone I know that doesn't know how to cook. And the issue is that they spend probably, I'm not even kidding, most of their paycheck they spend on their on getting fast food.
Sure.
I mean, most of their paycheck goes to Chick-fil-A, Taco Bell, all those places because they don't understand how to even cook pasta. And that blows my mind. I mean, we're getting to a place where we're so stuck on our phones. We're so stuck in what people think.
We're so lazy that we're going to let everybody do everything for us. And we really, we're getting to the point where we just want to be that person sitting in a chair, watching our little TV screen, doing nothing.
And even now, so we're going to get to our next thing, is virtual reality. Now we're coming to a point as well as we can't get outside of our technology and go into the real world. Now we have to make a fake one.
Right. Okay. So now, not basically, hey, let's go to Mars because, you know, Earth could die.
Right.
And what would we do? So let's go colonize Mars. Then they're saying, well, Earth is dying. So all these blah, 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 blah. And then now they're saying, well, Earth sucks so much. Let's have a virtual reality because so many people don't like how they live or where they live or who they are. That we're going to make this world where you can be whoever you want and you're just going to live in that world. So let's just – if you watched – what was it?
Surrogates.
Ready Player One?
Or yeah.
What would you say?
Surrogates.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Great one.
Yeah.
And so if you watched Surrogates or Ready Player One, how did that turn out?
Never good.
No. And here's the funniest part about it. They didn't say, hey, here's this cool game and we're all going to be in this virtual reality world. And then the movie came out.
Mm-hmm.
But you do notice, I don't know if anybody else did, that here comes Ready Player One. We all watched the movie. Right after the movie, this Instagram ad pops up saying, hey, the virtual reality world, we're actually doing it.
Yeah.
Come be a part
we're
of
creating
our
it.
Come be a part of our community right now. Right after the movie. So now you can be a part of, now you can actually go sign up. And if you're wanting to, go sign up for it. And you can be a part of the first virtual reality world. And you can get a whole little pod, just like Ready Player One, and stay in this pod and put on the stuff. And now you're in this world and you can be whoever you want in the world and you can interact with friends in the world and walk around this virtual reality. And that's your world you're living in, almost like a video game. But you're there.
We've come to a point in our society where life is actually so crappy that we have to make a fake one.
Right.
And that's where I kind of back up.
That's where this is where I'm getting to the point where something needs to change here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a problem. I don't think people are going to wake up until we've gotten past the point of no return. Yep. And that's what I'm really afraid of.
When we hit the wall.
Right. And we need to realize that we're getting to a point where, I mean, they've warned us about all of this. You've seen Terminator. You've seen iRobot. You've seen Eagle Eye. You've seen Ready Player One.
You've seen all these.
And then they come out, and now we have this artificial intelligence making jokes.
Yep.
And we have Siri naming the three laws for us. And here comes this virtual reality world, and let's all be a part of it. Oh, and by the way, we're going to Mars. And so
– bad path. It's just a bad
path. It's obvious where we're going. Mm-hmm. It's very obvious where we're going. And to deny that that's actually where we're headed, you guys, you know, everybody's just being over-exaggerating. Well, am I really? Because how about you walk outside and go to any shopping center, go to any place socially at all out in the real world and count how many people are on their phones. And if you can do that for me and come back with a number that's even, then I would love to see it. I would love to see it.
It is so rare to go out to eat at any restaurant and see. I mean, I was...
Someone will always take their phone out.
Oh, yeah. I was at a restaurant. I was actually with my family, and I actually realized that I was doing this too, which is we went to this Mexican restaurant. It was the four of us, and I got on my phone, and we all got on our phone, and we were just typing for about 15 minutes. All of us were just looking at our phone, and I realized... This is ridiculous.
It's terrible.
We're all at a table, yet we're with other people, talking to other people, interacting with other people, but we're all together, actually not talking to each other.
Sure.
This is ridiculous. I mean, I realized I put my phone down and I sat there while they were on their phone the entire time.
And you know, obviously everybody does it, you know, because it happens to everybody. So to say you're that person that, I'm never on my phone. And that's not what I'm saying I am. And obviously that's not what you were saying you are. But when I'm at the table eating, I usually don't have my phone. If I am on my phone, it's because I'm sending something important that I was having to deal with before we even got to the table. Right. Right. And so usually when I'm eating, and this even happened today, I'll be sitting there and put my phone down, and either my parents are on their phone or everybody else. I mean, everybody behind us was on their phone. When I was working today, half the people were on their phone.
Yeah.
And it's almost become, because everybody's socially awkward now too, that because it's weird, if you're in a weird situation, you're going to get on your phone because it makes you feel less socially awkward. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And that's sad that we would have to do that.
You know, I've realized that the only people that don't are grandparents.
Get on their phones?
Get on their phones when you're like around a table talking to each other. Or like not talking to each other, but around a table.
Less. I would say a lot less.
Yeah. They'll check their phone.
The thing is, they still do.
Right. They'll check their phone, but they'll put it down, I've realized.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
You know, most like
kids again, won't.
Yeah.
Have we mentioned, did we mention that the story? I don't think we did.
No.
And so.
No, we did not.
I don't think we did. Even if we did, I'm just going to reiterate this. I was going to Chili's and this kid, this whole family was walking in. The dad walked in, not on his phone. Yep. Good for him. The daughter followed behind him on headphones, listening to music on her phone, looking down.
Yep.
The son, older son, walked in on his phone texting. And then the youngest son walked from the car, completely looking down at his phone, playing a game. It might have even been, you know, a Game Boy, DS, whatever. I don't know what the new one is, PSP,
yeah,
whatever it is. And was looking at the game the entire way from crossing the parking lot, which no one even watched the kid as he was. Yeah. And then he kept walking, completely walked to the door, realized everybody stopped, still looking at the game that he's playing. Looked up once, looked back down, walked inside. How okay. As a parent, we need to start figuring this out. You can't. Why are we allowing anybody that's 10 and down a phone?
I was never given one.
You shouldn't be given one. No. You shouldn't have a phone when you're 10 years and younger. Mm-hmm. You shouldn't have. Okay, you can play some games, maybe, you know, at the house.
Well, I'd get you.
You shouldn't be playing it when you're out to dinner.
I mean, I would get him like a PSP.
I mean, I used to have a Game Boy, yeah, but I never played it when I was with my family.
Never when I was at the dinner table. No, I never did that.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's just like, it's what reality is coming to. This is what reality is coming to.
It's freaking me out.
And it's very creepy because I think that if you're with your family, they're not going to be around forever. Yeah. You know, no one's going to be around forever. So, you know, the people that you're talking to, what's so funny to me is when someone's talking to someone texting wise, and then they're not communicating with the people that are actually around them.
Sure.
Then they get around that person that they're texting. And then they don't talk to that person.
Yeah.
And then they're on their phone talking to someone else.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
the loop continues.
Yeah.
The loop always continues.
And, you know, I think that smartphones were a great idea. I think that it's brought a lot of people together, but it's also separating out. You know, I mean, you can see that it brought us together and now it's completely separating us from what real life is.
And here's the scary thing is because, okay, this is where the problems come into. The problem with, because here's what I was thinking, is what if we all, and so, other people have mentioned this, what if we all for one day put our phones away and nobody used their phone? One day, nobody used their phone and everybody just was in the real world, went out, talked to people, socialized. The problem with that is back to no one knows how to cook, so which means no one knows how to blank and no one knows how to blank. And if someone fell down the stairs, how would you call anyone? How would you get anywhere? How would anything? How would we do anything without a phone? Yep. Name me a couple of things that are really important, really, really important that you could do without a phone. And this is where we're getting to a problem. We're so dependent on our technology now. It's not like, it used to be, look at this technology. Yeah. It's awesome. We have technology and we can use it. Now it's, if you don't have the technology, it's not going to be good for you. Because everything's going to – we're so dependent. Ridiculous.
I think it's
absolutely ridiculous.
It is really really most of the new generation, in my opinion, that are coming into it. You know, that if you're being raised into this technology now,
natural.
It's just natural. I can't personally – I'm a millennial. I can't personally imagine a world without it. You know, yeah. I mean, how are you supposed to contact anyone? What are you supposed to do?
Right.
I mean, if I'm trying to make a plan,
sending notes back and forth,
yeah,
and that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Am I supposed sending letters? I mean, what the hell happened with that? That's right. That's nothing.
Oh,
man.
It took days, weeks, months to send a letter back.
And then you'd be like, oh, yeah, let's hang out. And then, you know, 2 weeks later, oh, all right. Let's meet here.
And then, okay. Oh, actually, he died.
Yeah. So. Plans are canceled.
Plans are canceled. And so technology is great. We're not shitting on technology in any way. The problem is we need to realize that it's something that we use and not something that we have to have.
Exactly.
That's the problem. Is we're getting to the point where we have to have it.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And it's not a good place to be. Yeah. And so just going through 2050, we're supposed to be colonizing Mars.
Yep.
That's kind of a iffy one. We'll keep you updated on a couple other podcasts for that one. Artificial intelligence, global connected internet, and the chips—you know, chips in your wrists and in the back of your neck. I don't know if y'all want a chip implant. I'm sure I don't.
All good.
I don't know if you want an artificial intelligence being telling you what to do or controlling your phone. I really do not. Yeah. Or controlling if your door is locked or not. I really don't. And virtual reality world, as cool as it sounds, I saw the movie. Look terrible.
Oh, yeah. Didn't
look like fun.
No. I'm all good. I think that, you know,
it's a cool concept.
It's a really cool concept and all, but it's going to take us away from the real world.
It's just going to get bad.
Yeah. And I think that the whole chip and everything, I don't need you to open my damn door. I'll open my door.
Oh, yeah.
You know, like that's
you can
that's
give
me
a card key and I'll swipe it around and wait for the green light and I'll open
exactly.
The door.
And then it opens.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need my wrist to do it. I don't need my computer in my house to do it.
Yeah. I don't need Wi-Fi in the back of my head so I'm connected stronger.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Personally, I'm all good on the whole thing. I don't want any of that. And let's just keep it to that now.
So in conclusion, if you're depending on technology, just kind of note in your life if you're depending on technology and try to refrain from it because it's really getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you don't know how to cook, learn how to cook because, I mean, what are you going to do? You need to figure out normal life things that technology wouldn't teach you. And you need to do it fast before we get into a world where everything's just technology-based.
And, you know, we understand that a lot of people need their phones for work.
Yeah.
You know, and that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm talking about when you're at the dinner table and you're with people,
If you're out with your friends and hanging out, stay off your phone.
Yeah.
You don't need to tweet, oh, well, Becky just said this.
And Becky's pissing me off today and I can't handle it.
Enjoy a memory.
Yeah. We don't want to hear about Becky right now. Enjoy your friends. Have fun. And then once you're done having fun, talk about Becky. Then boom. I'll listen to Becky.
Boom.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. This is Justin.
And I'm Rumi.
And this is our journey.